with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Sunday, April 21st will be very special as the Bridgeview Center presents the Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour.
Hellfire up high, baby, it's American made.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Above, above.
With special guest Diana Upton Hill and Mitch Gowdy. Tickets are on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Thank God, if there's magic.
The Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour at the Bridgeview Center. Sponsored by MPA, South Ottumwa Savings Bank, and Hill Productions. This is more than a show. This is an event.
BCS, the Super Bowl, 104, the Cyclones and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to Community First Creighton, and back to this Coach's Corner, brought to you each and every week by C-First. And we're chilling out here, talking a little bit of bracketology. We got the CEO, we got the head chump here at Community First Credit Union, Phil Van Mersbergen. Phil, buddy, you're right there amongst the chumps. We're all gathered together, but we got better news than these brackets, and the fact that you look at the NCAA tournament, it's moved from 32 to 64 to 68, and it's kept on increasing. And I hear that you got the same thing in store right here at C-First.
Absolutely, you guys. Good morning, first of all. Yeah, we're looking at becoming bigger and better, and we're very excited. We've announced internally to our staff, and we'll soon put a formal announcement out. So this is kind of a KIIC radio listener exclusive here, but we announced, and we're very excited that we're going to be expanding and opening a branch in Indianola, Iowa.
Great stuff, buddy. You know, getting to our special broadcast we did the other night, Joe would say, hey, it's at Community First. Meet there on Tuesday night, and gave me the time. And I'm like, well, which one? You know, it's all, you guys have got a huge footprint here in Iowa.
Yeah, we do. And what we look at and what we see in a community like Indianola, it's got that small town feel. But obviously, you know, if you've been there, you live there, you know somebody there, it's a great community, wonderful community that's very progressive, doing a lot of things, great facilities, of course, Simpson College being there, and it's just a community that, you know, that we believe we can go and add value to, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go, and we fully intend on getting involved in the community, going out and meeting the folks in the community there. So if you're in Indianola or you know somebody that is, we're coming, and we can't wait to get there.
Well, let's talk a little bit of brackets, and we can't wait to help you introduce that store to the community. But let's talk some brackets here, because you guys are used to winning here at C-First, and I think what surprised me, the chaos that surprised me this year, is that there is a little bit of chaos. It is every year. You don't expect the Cinderellas, but seeing Georgetown go down, Oklahoma go down, I guess these are the things that that make this tournament fun.
Yeah, there's some surprising games out of there. You know, New Mexico going down, that was a surprise. Harvard played them tough all the way, and you thought, well, you know, New Mexico will be fine. They'll pull out at the end. But, you know, they didn't. Harvard's moving on. I tell you what, Florida GC sure busted my bracket. I had Georgetown going to the Final Four. But, hey, great to see Iowa State's win. Watch that game last night, and wow, if they can play with that energy in their next game, it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, that's just it. I think that may be one of the games that you could pencil in as an upset. Iowa State fans don't think so, but if you talk to national pundits, of course, you went by the seeding, you'd say that was an upset. But I think the biggest part of that that win isn't the fact that the Cyclones moved on. It's just the way that they got it done. And Phil, you're a Cyclone fan, and you know, you look at this team, and if they can hit the three ball, this team is very dangerous. They're a type of team that can be like a VCU a few years ago.
Yeah, they're moving the ball well, which was fun to see. I mean, driving the lane and kicking it out and shooting that three, those were going down, and that was fun to watch. They started pulling away from Notre Dame. And I think you or Jason mentioned those shoes didn't give the Irish any luck last night.
Well, hey, Jay Mill, you're back on the line here, buddy. You know, you have anything for Phil here that break any news?
Well, he's not doing too bad. You know, he's in 299th place out of 1,106 is what we ended up with on the contest, Jason. So we ended up having a very, very strong participant list, and Phil's right in the middle of the pack right now. But here's the thing to understand. First place, Barrett Peary is in first place with 25 points, but I'm in the back of the pack here with just 21. But here's what happens today. So of the first 32 games, so there was 32 points possible so far. Phil's got 22. Barrett Peary's with 25. You and Keith are tied at 22, and then I've got 21. But here's the thing. Now, with the second round beginning today, all the points and all the games now are 2 points each. So there's still going to be a lot of movement here. Folks will dramatically move up and down. So if you're checking your bracket out online and you're thinking, oh, my word, I'm down here in the bottom pack, there's really not a whole lot of distance between the very top and the very bottom. So there's still a lot of room to move. And then the next round, of course, the point totals go to 4, then 8, 16, then 32. If you've got the right guy in the final, and of course, Phil's predicted Miami of Florida. If they win, he gets a cash of 32 points. So there's still a lot of moving around here to do, but so far so good, Phil. About 70% pick percentage, according to the online software program.
Yeah, I like where I'm at. It's, you know, Barrett, he should be up there. You know, he lives basketball, literally. So, no, he's got some good picks, and obviously he's sitting well. But like you said, there's I remember this from the past year, there's a lot of movement in these next couple days.
Well, you know, I'm really thankful that your wallet got a little lighter here, buddy. 1,100 people that entered this contest, that has to make you guys feel really, really good that, you know, you're going to be able to give that nice big check to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And in the end, after all, we had all this fun, it's going to be that Saturday before Mother's Day that's going to be, I guess, the culmination of the joy that takes place because of the work you guys have done in making this possible.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. If you haven't been to it, come out and see it. If you have, you know what kind of event it is. It's great. It's a great show of community support, and we're glad to be a part of it. And this contest and the donation that we make on behalf of our members is a great way to get things started.
Hell, hey, Phil, congratulations on your expansion, breaking it here on KIIC, and thanks so much for joining us. We're going to talk with you a little later next week, and we'll see if see if you can stay in the pack or if you'll be able to fight and challenge your back-to-back finishes as the reigning chump champion. But right now you got to catch Kevin Krall and Coach Peary. So have a good one. Thanks a lot. That's Phil Van Mersburg, and we're going to take a timeout. Come right back here to the corner 34 and 5. You listen to the Coach's Corner. Coach Peary, he's on the line. We're going to talk with him. He's got 20, was it 22 of the 20?
No, he's got 25.
25,
he's
oh my
near,
gosh.
He's not 78% pick percentage. So.
That's sick. All right, let's talk to Coach Peary when we come back. Back to the corner 34 and 5. You listen to the Coach's Corner.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
If you didn't finance your auto loan at Community First Credit Union, now is your chance. Bring us your auto loan and we'll pay you up to $100 cash. Plus, we'll give you 1.5% APR off your current auto loan rate. Hurry, stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com to refinance today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Welcome back to the special edition, Stump the Chumps 2013. This is number five in our years of picking, and we've got the top chump, Coach Peary on the line, head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, and coach, 25 out of 32. Are you kidding me? That's sick.
I saw your info saying I was 10th out of 1,000. I'm rolling. Let's go.
Well, coach, what's your basketball win-loss record? What's your percentage there?
As a head coach, 84%.
Well, you are about at 80% picking these games.
You know, yesterday was pretty good. I was feeling pretty good from the first day when I was looking at it. And then yesterday, of course, there was a few crazy ones. But I had to figure to myself that everybody probably lost on that Georgetown game, for example, last night. So we'll go from there.
Well, I'm looking at your bracket, Coach. One thing that just could sneak up on you a little bit is you picked OK State to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, I had them winning those three games, and that's going to kill me all weekend long for sure.
Of where you got these Big Ten teams picked, but you got a Big Ten finals. Looks like the Final Four is laced with Big Ten teams. You must believe the Big Ten's got something special going on. Can Ohio State, speaking of Big Ten, can Iowa State get past Ohio State?
You know, I'm going to be torn on that one tomorrow because I had Ohio State going all the way to the Final Four, but obviously I'm a big fan of Fred and the boys. And, you know, you saw them last night. The way they played last night, they can beat anybody because when the ball starts dropping and they get that momentum going to the offensive end, they definitely run downhill that way.
You know, Coach, you talked about the quick turnaround going into the tournament, but I can't imagine, you know, a one-day breather to try to get ready for your opponent. And you being in the dance and having been a part of this, the coaches, there is no time for sleep right now. I can't imagine the life of a coach trying to put together the game plan for your next game after getting a big win.
Yeah, no, there is no sleep. It's straight adrenaline. And like I said before, you're oblivious to what's going on in the tournament once you get involved in it, and then you win a game like that. You know, you're just so worried about your stuff. And, you know, for example, Iowa State, you know, they won late last night. They'll sleep in a little bit, feed the guys. You know, they'll head to the gym for a practice and start working on Ohio State and show them film probably a couple times today. And then tomorrow at this time, you know, the game will be upon them, and they'll be going to the gym to shoot around and play again. So it's such a rush, but there's not much sleep going on. I'm sure the staff, studied film all night last night and tried to prepare for, you know, Ohio State. But at this time of year, you know, there's plenty of time to sleep after you finally lose your game.
Well, Coach Peary, you tied for 10th overall, 25 out of 32. man, you got it down. We knew that. You know, you knew going in you were going to be the top dog. We're at the chase because of your basketball experience. But I sit next to you, you know, doing that special broadcast, and I just thinking, man, this guy has got to have some stories running through his mind of things that he's experienced in the dance. Any moment that really stands out to you that maybe some crazy moment or something that you experienced that you've been through that maybe the rest of us like to hear about?
Well, you know, the first time I ever went, I was coaching at Southern Utah, and we were in the Mid-Continent Conference, and obviously it was a Cinderella opportunity for us. We played Boston College, who had just won the Big East tournament. They had a kid named Troy Bell from Minneapolis who was player of the year in the league, and we were 14, and they were a 3 seed, and they were ticked off because they were a 3 seed and they had just won the Big East. And long story short, we had an excellent game with them in New York on Long Island, and we had the ball with a chance to win, got 2 shots on the rim, and it was great because, you know, the facility or the place we were playing, they were all Big East people, but our guys had kind of won over their hearts as the 40 minutes had gone along because we were an underdog, and a lot of their people there were St. John's people, being from New York or Syracuse people. So they were very familiar with Boston College. And, you know, I'll never forget us having a couple shots on the rim to win that game and to beat Boston College and just how electric it is. And it's just a completely different level, like we talked about the other day, as far as the energy and the excitement and the electricity that's in the gym. And it just continues to build as the games go along. But, you know, that was my first experience with that. And we were a Cinderella-type team in that situation. And, you know, just, you know, and your heart and your soul and everything's put into those games. And it's quite an experience.
But you know, you hear about all these superstitions, all these guys that, that you know, only wear the same pair of socks. Do you have anybody that you coached or maybe a coaching staff you were on that did something really wacky superstitious-wise?
You know, that particular team was kind of funny because, you know, coaches always try to have these great elaborate pregame meals for the guys because the food is so important 4 hours before the game and this and that. And I thought it was funny. In the middle of the year with that team, we were somewhere on the road, and our meal got messed up. And so we ended up running the guys to a Subway or a Quiznos or Jimmy John's or something like that for sandwiches quick. And we ended up playing a great game on the road and won the game. And from that time forth, that team, for the rest of the season, they would only go to Subway, Jimmy John's, or Quiznos for pregame meals. They would have sandwiches, and then we would play the game. And that was the only team I've ever been a part of where the pregame meal was going to be a foot long.
That's great. Hey, Coach, I don't know if your wife has a honey-do list for you, but do you get a free pass like this weekend? Are you going to be able to hunker down and just grab the remote or maybe even have some of your Warriors players watch some games with you this weekend? Or how's that going to lay down?
Yeah, we've been trying to piece that together all week long, you know, a little bit in the office and a little bit here at my house, and then more of that today as well. And then I was at a friend's house last night, but it's such a fun time of year just to get with people and talk about these games and things like that. So for sure, yeah. But on a side note, yeah, there is a honey-do list as well.
Coach, I know in the show the other night you told us you had about 9 violations you were on probation for, and I know you were kidding with us, but how about that? I know you had some recruits in the other day for the Warriors. Can you say anything about that before we cut you loose here?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple kids in from the East Coast that we've been chasing the last little while. One, most importantly, was a big kid that we were really excited about getting here, 6'9", 6'10 kid, and we got a commitment out of him. And he'll probably be with us here in the next few weeks to start spring school and then spend the summer with us and get him going. You know, he's a kid that reminds me a lot of DJ Bennett, who's at Oklahoma right now, really active, big, long body around the rim. And we got a couple more kids coming in next week, a kid from East St. Louis and a kid from Houston. So it's that time of year. We definitely have to reload the roster. But, you know, at Indian Hills, I think we can do that year in and year out and be good.
Well, Coach, you just know that we're breathing down your neck, buddy. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. So, you better lace them up.
Where are you at in the rankings right now?
He's
just never mind that, Coach. Stay focused, buddy. The great coach, Indian Hills Warrior Coach Shapiro, is online, and he's leading the chumps. So, you know, I can only talk the trash from behind. That's not a great place to be in.
I don't think we're going to even see him the rest of the tournament.
I don't know. He picked Oklahoma State, buddy. I don't know. That might and New Mexico.
Hang in there. Florida's going to get me home.
Have a great day, Coach. We'll be talking to you soon, and just keep that shoulder turned a little bit, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, how about that, Jay Mill? But he is getting it done.
He's fun. I like this guy.
Kevin Crawl's right there, too, bud. We forgot to talk about Kevin a little bit. He's right there with Coach Peary. Kevin must have been snooping at Peary's brackets. You know, he signs up always the last guy in. So
he couldn't make the show on Tuesday night, so I don't know if he's officially really a chump.
Well, I think he's hiding out because you know he's right there at the top of the lead, so he's kind of hiding out. He's laying in the woods, but
yeah, he's a dark horse.
He is exceptionally dark. When we come back to the Corn 34-5, we're going to talk a little bit of track here. And we got the Sarver boys are in the house. Coach Ratliff's here. We're going to talk Albie Blutiman track. And, of course, we're going to keep on running through the hours. We're going to get to Keith Murphy. He's going to come and talk to us. And Paul Clark from CyclingReport.com. Man, we got a fast day here at the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We know Easter truly is about our risen Lord, but it's also about family, sharing, and fun. Fun as in the candy-filled eggs we make right here in our store.
We have four sizes of these jewels. A delicious shell, either of chocolate or a color, your choice, filled with our own homemade candy for the three biggest sizes, and for the smallest, either a jelly bean mixture or M&Ms.
They are a tradition in some families. Some are telling us they are in the fourth generation. And of course, we ship wherever you want. Call us at 1-800-479-1343, or they may be ordered online at www.piperscandy.com.
They are a pretty sight. So stop by the store and see them for yourself. That's Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
H&R Block is helping people find more money hidden in their old tax returns. So if you didn't use H&R Block in the past, bring in your past taxes for a second look review. H&R Block usually finds a different result, which can mean a bigger refund for our clients. And if we do, we can refile your old tax return so you get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Call us today at 641-932-7536 and make an appointment for a second look review today. H&R Block, never settle for less. Fees apply, available at participating locations.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're running this morning here at the Corner 34 and 5 on the Coach's Corner, the special edition of Stump the Chumps, and we're moving to track. I got them laced up, and I look around the room. You know, guys got pressure. I got a lot of pressure on me this morning. My wife texts me in, and she says, "Wow, you guys rock. Great list. Don't blow it." Man, I tell you, that's pressure. We got a group of guys in here that look like my mouth, fast. Coach Todd Ratliff sitting next to me. Coach, man, it's hard to believe, but we're in track season. You guys have got a few meets under your belt, and I don't know where you're running at because Mother Nature hasn't been very kind to you guys.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing is we can run just about anywhere. And this last week we've been outside on the track, so that helps us a ton. But we use the halls in the school and the gym, and we seem to be getting things started here.
You know, you got fast guys, and you got lots of guys and that can run multiple different types of races. I guess as a coach, man, you got to be doing the handsprings, because when you roll off the bus, you know you can throw all kinds of different combinations of people.
Yeah, you know, two things quick. If you saw me do a handspring, you would probably never use that analogy again because it's not pretty. But I have rolled off the bus a time or two, so I guess we're on the mark there. But, yeah, you know, we've brought back a huge chunk of the core of our team from last year, and we've got some new additions. We've got some guys that were maybe not so healthy last year that are back with us, and we've got some guys in the throwing realm that are new to the program here in Albia with us. So we're pretty excited.
Well, you've had a lot of success, and I think that breeds success. And you know, the expectations and the bar get set a little higher each year, and you know, that's why I think you're continuing to see the progress and the progression and the results.
Yeah, you know, and it comes down to this. It's pretty simple. If you get good kids out, and then those good kids work, and then their teammates work, they just continue to get better. So I get to stand back and watch it happen. I'm just very fortunate.
My gosh, you brought a whole house here, dog. This place is full. Let's run through some of the guys you got in the house today, because you got a full house. This is did you take your Ginkoba this morning, because you're gonna need some memory.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty easy to remember these guys. First of all, we're gonna start with JD Anderson. He's a senior. He's our distance captain, and he's coming off an amazing cross country season following his good track season last year. So he's gonna lead our distance corps. We've got Dylan Perkins. Dylan Perkins is a guy who I wasn't quite sure he was actually going to come out once he said he was, but he has, and it only took me about 2 days to realize that this is a guy that's going to be the captain of my throwers. We don't always spend, as coaches, a lot of time over with our throwers, but Dylan's right there, and he's learned the mechanics and the form, and he keeps those six or seven guys that we have throwing in line. Then we go over to the sprints area. In the sprints area, we've got Brett Leshen, who comes to us healthy this year. Last year he had a little dinged injury from having some family fun before the season, but he's coming in healthy, and he's rolling like a big boy. We've looked at his form in some video in practice, and he's got those things that you look for in a sprinter. He bounces, and he's always excited. So he's going to be in charge of making sure our sprinters stay on track to what they're doing. You know, then we've got a slew of guys that have been to state already. We've got Luke and Ryan Sarvin. They're both pretty quick. You know, they're mechanically sound. They've got good feet movement, and they're very versatile. They go from the 100, 200, 400, up to the 800. You know, it looks like Luke's wanting to try some hurdles this year, so he's going to feel what a 400 low hurdle race is next week. So he's excited about that, and if not, at least I am for him. And we've got Hugh Sinclair. Hugh's one of those guys that at the end of the season last year could have stepped into the backside of any of those relays we had, worked through some shoulder injuries from wrestling, so he never really got into full swing, but he started the season fresh with us. So we've got some good things there. Then we talk about a guy called Fast Man. That's Zach Hugan. Zach Hugan's getting into his form, and he's getting ready to drop his 400 time down into the low 50s, hoping to break 52 here early in the season. And that's going to be solid for us. You know, we've been taking care of some business with him. And then maybe the guy that surprised us the most, and it really shouldn't have, but his turnover speed and his explosions just going to a next level, and that's Alex Schultz. Alex is we went up to Central last Friday on the 15th, and this hasn't come out in the paper yet, but we got on the starting line. There's Alex, and he goes and he runs a good solid race, wins his heat. We're pretty excited, but there's like 55 heats of the 200. So as we sit there and we watch. Before it was all said and done, the way this thing broke down for us was we had four guys in the top 30. Zach was 26th in the open two. We had Ryan Sarver at 10th, Luke Sarver at 7th, and Alex Schultz ended up winning the doggone thing. So those boys from Lincoln and Roosevelt and Marshalltown were all looking at Alex who? But because they couldn't catch him to figure that out. But he went 23.5 on that tight 200 indoor track. He's going to be a huge staple in what we accomplish this year.
I don't have a watch that clicks that fast, buddy. that's legit at running. You know, you look at this track season. It's a long season. It starts early in March, but you got a group of guys that are healthy. And I wonder how you keep them healthy and keep from getting injured when it's so cold out there. I mean, that's a real challenge. And to be able to go outside and run when the weather's like it is.
Yeah, you know, it's really not that big of a secret there either. The guys that we have in here are guys who are involved year-round. They keep their bodies healthy. And by doing that, when it comes time to go into that competitive phase, their body's already trained to work hard. So you just have to tweak a few things here and there. But the preparation that they do in the off-season, you know, whether it be on purpose or through the other activities they're in, really is a big key to them staying healthy. So we're pretty fortunate that the base of our track team either plays, you know, basketball or wrestles. They either play football, run cross country. I mean, they're just active guys.
We're talking with the Albion track team, and we got Coach Todd Ratliff and the slew of guys. We're going to talk with them right now. I'll go and introduce some of them. Of course, we got Keith Murphy going to join us here in just a few minutes, talking about running. We're going to talk with Keith about the tournament and how it's running. But right now, I got JD Anderson sitting next to me. JD is the distance guy, and JD, the distance guy, has to sit around and watch all these other guys run these little tiny races, and they barely get up a sweat. And you got to sit around. It's a marathon just to wait to get to run your race.
Oh, yes, it is. But I enjoy watching all my teammates do their events, and then I envy them because I know I couldn't run that quick at all.
This is quite a team you guys put together, you know, and you're one of the seniors that's got to be one of those guys that leads the tempo of practice and brings the intensity to practice, because track is such an individualized sport that if you don't have great leadership and guys that take that responsibility, it's easy to find a little time to slack off.
Oh, yeah. If we don't keep on each other, then there's a good chance that we would all fail as a team. But I have really great teammates. I have Brett, Alex, and Hugan, and then I have Ryan and Luke and Perkins. They all help me out. They make sure that everybody's doing what they need to do. Sorry, Hugh, you too. And they make sure that everybody's doing their hardest and make sure that we're going to win a conference title this year.
All right, we're going to run over and talk to the big guy in the room, and that's Dylan Perkins. Dylan, you know, you get to watch these guys run around chicken legs, and, you know, he's running. You got to go out and grab that big old ball and throw it around. And that takes technique. It's not just go out and throw it. The technique, the time it takes in to refine the technique. Who works with you on that? Because I look over Coach Ratliff, and he ain't going to be throwing no ball around. So who's working with you? And then talk about the time it takes to get that technique down.
Well, I mean, Coach Ratliff does come in there every now and then and helps out, but Coach Owen Hoberman, he's in there every now and again, you know. He just shows us a little bit.
Surprised he hasn't ate that thing.
Yeah, I mean, he tries every now and then. I got to get his mouth off of it, but, you know, he tries. But he helps out with a little bit of technique, and then it's just basically all of us keep on throwing, and you just get the motions down. So.
All right, we're going over here to Brett Leshen. Brett's reading my text coming in. Hey, you got a text. I got it right here. Let me take care of that one for you, bud. Anything personal going on over there for me?
No.
Man, you're doing everything. You know, you got Senior Babe Ruth going on. You just got done with the wrestling. I'm sure you're still wrestling because that's just what you guys do. But how do you balance all this stuff out?
Oh, yeah, I'm a pretty busy man. But, I mean, track's my number one sport right now, so I go to track practice first, but... if I got any extra time, then I can go to the wrestling room and go to baseball practice.
Well, I know how much you're passionate about football, and I look around this room and see all these faces going to be going back out for football. Man, it gets me jacked up because this is a team that's going to be blazing on the football field.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Everybody's working hard on the track, and we're going to be faster than we were last year, and it's going to pay off.
You know, you just think about the opportunity you guys have here to go to state as a track, and that really sets a tempo. You know, you start to have championships and have winning in your blood, it just becomes what you do.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got some fast guys, and we're going to make it a state in quick events, and then we got some great long-distance runners, and they're going to make it a state, too, and it's just awesome.
All right, Brett, get that text for me real quick. All right, the Sarver boys. Now is Luke, you're going to run Luke's going to run the hurdles. Ryan, you're going to be sprinting, but I think where you guys get your speed, not from your dad, I know that for a course. Your mom's pretty athletic, but I think it's probably running to the dinner table trying to fight who's going to get there first.
Yeah, we've been pretty competitive while we've been growing up.
I think that's a good thing. You know, you guys probably, like we did, Summers boys in the Summers house, there was nothing left. Furniture was destroyed because we beat on each other, but in the end, we made each other better.
Yeah, we've always been, you know, if Luke's faster than the race and I'm, you know, I'm ticked off and, you know, ready to work harder, beat him, and, you know, we just go back and forth over throughout the season. So
what are those events that you're running, Ryan?
I'm running in the 4x2, the 4x8 on Monday, 4x4, then 4x1, and some open 2, open 4.
Not much going on for the kid. That's a good thing. Sheesh. All right, Luke. Sounds like hurdles are in your future.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's just jumping over a silly obstacle. That's no different than pushing Ryan down and jumping over him.
Yeah, no, there's no difference. So I think it's going to be fun. It's a little different, but, you know, I started working on it a couple weeks ago and just getting my form down. So we'll see how it goes or turns out this Monday. So.
Well, those guys are fast. I mean, your dad had to put a leash on because you're never going to catch up with you guys if you got away from him. All right, let's move on here. You, buddy, JD, forgot you, dog. That was low. But, you know, you're part of a group of guys that have to push each other. You talk to the Sarver boys, but I look around this room of juniors, man. You guys are just used to making each other better.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we are always pushing each other. Instead of putting each other down, we always pick each other up. Whether it be on the football field, track, or wrestling mat, or basketball court for some of them. But it's a great, great team, and I love them all.
Well, you are a wrestler, and some of these basketball guys haven't got the conditioning thing figured out yet. But doesn't that give you a real advantage going into... I think I made a few of them mad. We're going to find out how good wrestlers we are, right? But talk about going from wrestling to track. I think the conditioning is a little bit different, but you got to feel pretty good about the shape you're going in out of one season to the other.
The conditioning's different, yeah, because you don't do much wrestling running on... the wrestling mat, and you don't do much wrestling on the track, and it's two completely different sports, but as soon as you do one, you're able to do the other because you're always in shape, and it's a good deal.
The only chance I had to win either sport was to run on the mat and wrestle on the track. That was the only chance I was going to have. All right, did you like that, Eugen, the slam I gave to the basketball players? By the way, I played basketball.
Yeah, I don't know.
We found that out. But talk about this team, because I look around and I know that you guys are all big football players, excited about football, but track makes you guys such great football players, and from this you guys are becoming amazing track athletes.
Yeah, I think it kind of motivated us after last year, seeing what we could do and accomplish, and it was just another goal to, I don't know, set forward and look forward to. As getting to state, we made it to state and so many events last year and realized we could take it a step further and, you know, place top in state. And it's not just a goal to get to state now. It's a goal to get to the Drake Relays and then finish top in state.
Well, you know, you got your teammates really showing it, and you guys are getting it done. And, you know, I think that people oftentimes think about running in such a, oh, you're either gifted at running or not, but running is something that can be developed. And if you have coaches like Coach Ratliff, they really understand the technical side. Go ahead and get that for me, Brett. Brett's filling my text over there. But the technical side of it, and the coaches really can help bring the technical side to running for you.
Yeah, they've showed us a lot of things on how it's not just about, it's mainly about the form. And, I don't know, we work at that all the time, and just by, I don't know, they've worked with us on hurdles and form, and just by doing that, it helps us out with our running technique, and I don't know.
Good job, Zach. Zach, you're in. All right, one last guy that have music says I got to run. Okay, hey, so what was going on up there, Pella, buddy? You winning that 200.
Oh, I just felt like running kind of fast and ended up getting first, I guess.
Alex Schultz, man, I know how fast you are, but man, as big as you are, and get that motor going, that's impressive stuff watching run down the runway. But you really have to have your expectations even set higher.
I don't know. We've just been doing a lot of, like, leg lifting. Like, I didn't wrestle or play basketball, so in the offseason I did, like, a lot of lifting. I think that helped, like, with more explosion and coming out of the blocks faster.
All right, great job, Alex. And Alex Schultz, what a great group of runners. Coach, real quick, as I run, man, you got to be a pretty darn happy coach.
Yeah, you know, and it'd be wrong if we didn't mention some of the guys that are on staff with us this year. Coach Beal, you know, he's working with the mid-distance guys, does an amazing job there. We've got two guys that have come in and volunteered their time to help the program out. Michael Pilcher, who was, I think, a 7-time Drake Relays qualifier, 9-time state qualifier, something like that. Grew up over in Eddyville. He's student teaching here. He's working with the sprints, coming out of the blocks, explosions, handoffs. We've got Coach Bill Winkie. Boy, what an amazing amount of knowledge he has and has brought to us, and he's helping reconstruct some form, and he's brought his camera crew from Whitetail Inn to videotape so we can look and refine even further. So with those guys involved and on board, we're just going to be a whole lot better, and I give a lot of credit to them and giving their time and effort for these young men.
Thanks a bunch. That's the Albicross. That's Albi track team. They're tearing up. All right, we'll take a quick time out. We're going to get back. We've got Keith Murphy on deck. When we come back to Corn 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
If you didn't finance your auto loan at Community First Credit Union, now is your chance. Bring us your auto loan and we'll pay you up to $100 cash. Plus, we'll give you 1.5% APR off your current auto loan rate. Hurry, stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com to refinance today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Everybody's headed for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, serving up specials all week long. Tuesday night is taco night, Wednesday all-you-can-eat pizza, Thursday Chinese buffet, Friday and Saturday barbecue pork ribs, and an 8-ounce ribeye and beer-battered shrimp. You can come for the specials, and there's also a menu to please any taste with Judd's Trailblazing Dinners, spurtastic sandwiches, soups, and a fabulous salad bar. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
KIIC and good Saturday morning, 32 degrees and winter weather advisor. Where did you go? Did you go to the bathroom or something?
Man, you know, I was taking a nap. But speaking of taking a nap, dude, you can you imagine the life of a big-time television celebrity? You know, they can stay up all night watching basketball games and sleep all day. Gosh, what a life that would be. Hey, speaking of that, Keith, hey, did we wake you up, buddy? Sorry about that.
I'm not going to lie, this deep radio voice today that I've always strived to have but have never been able to accomplish is due strictly to being asleep. It's not due to any blessings from God. We had to wait till the middle of the night to get a feed of Cyclone locker room interviews that the guys put together, and then we put in our morning show. So it was kind of a late night, but it was with the wrestling here in Des Moines and the Hawkeyes winning the NIT game in front of a sold-out crowd, and of course the Cyclones just crushing Notre Dame. It was kind of one of those fun nights that you get in the business for. It was just cool all the way around.
We're talking with Coach Peary of Indian Hills Warriors a little bit ago. He's been in the dance. He's been a part of coaching staffs, and they have quick turnarounds where they have a one-day rest. You don't even have that as a broadcaster, man. You got to get up and you got to go. I mean, do you guys you got on a special diet this time of year? I mean, what's that extra heartbeat that gets you through this all?
That's a fair question. It's a combination of coffee and energy drinks. Occasionally, I'll stretch out a vocal cord
or read a newspaper. It's not something that everybody should try, but I'm willing to do it.
Well, I think, you know, from a guy that's got to be on the air and of course, doing sound off, and I don't know how you make it through some of those nights with some of the great calls you get. but you've got what you dream of as a big time TV guy. That you got in this tournament, you got the home team doing well, and you finally got the chaos, and Cinderella looks like she's showing up to the party.
Yeah, it's had everything, hasn't it? It's been great. I mean, the tournament was fantastic. That team from the Gulf Coast that none of us had even heard of, taking down Georgetown, and then Harvard knocking out the Steve Alford and the Lobos, and then Iowa State. There were all these questions whether the Cyclones could win away from Hilton Coliseum against a much bigger Notre Dame team. And not only did the Cyclones win, they just absolutely dominated. And if they hadn't missed like four or five dunks and layups, they would have won that game by 30 points. I mean, is there anybody that watched that game last night that doesn't think Iowa State is capable of beating Ohio State? Don't know that they will, but if the Cyclones play like that, they're going to the Sweet 16, and the way that bracket looks, they could go even farther than that.
Well, this has already been the biggest Iowa week in basketball history. You've got Iowa winning two NIT games, life back in the program, and then to have the golden child, the affection of Iowa Hawkeye Nation, golden boy Steve Alford, go down after signing a 10-year contract. I don't think it gets any bigger than this for Hawk fans.
I did not fully realize how much Iowans generally dislike Steve Alford until the Lobos lost the other night. I mean, it was like a collective cheer across the state. You could hear people laughing, like, just everywhere. Like, oh, I didn't realize Harvard is a football school. It was just from every direction people were celebrating that. And it came the day after Alford had just signed a 10-year deal with New Mexico. And people just seem to really enjoy that. Boy, he is just somebody that, even all these years later, just rubbed a lot of folks in Iowa the wrong way. You're right, though. There was a lot of joy from a lot of fans about New Mexico losing again. And even though it's only the NIT, and let's be honest, we only pay attention to the NIT when one of our teams is in the NIT, I think people see this Fran McCaffrey putting Iowa in the right direction. And those fans who feel like Iowa should have been in the NCAA tournament, the Hawkeyes are making it look like that. That Stony Brook coach last night, that was his first comment after the game. He said, why isn't this team in the NCAA tournament?
Wow. Keith, in addition to rooting against New Mexico, be honest, your sports department and news department, were they hoping for a Kansas upset last night?
Some were, yes. There's some bad blood between Cyclone and Jayhawk fans, but there's also some face saving that some Cyclone fans wanted for the Big 12, because the Big 12 has not looked good at all in this NCAA tournament, and now it's just Kansas and Iowa State left. I mean, if Kansas loses too, then all you got left is Iowa State and 32 teams. That would look pretty bad for the Big 12 conference. You know, conversely, the Big 10 was viewed as the best conference all season long, and that's so far proven to be true. I mean, six Big 10 teams in the final 32, that's pretty impressive.
We're talking with Keith Murphy, Keith, what's those games you're looking forward to today, man? What's those matchups you're looking forward to today?
I am mostly looking at wrestling today. my wife and our kids, we're going to take a break and go to the wrestling tournament, mostly because we really want to, unlike some of the joking I do, we sincerely want to show support for this event here. I mean, just as a family, because we would like to see more of this in Iowa. I think Iowa in general, and Des Moines in particular, has done just a fantastic job. Sold nearly 100,000 tickets in 13 minutes. and the metro area has really put on a great welcoming mat for all these wrestling fans nationally. And even though the Hawks and Cyclones and Panthers haven't done what we hoped, there hasn't been that home mat advantage, and Penn State is going to win the national championship again, and there's some bittersweet feelings there for Cyclone fans because Cale Sanderson got away and left Iowa State for Penn State. You know, we do a great job with this, and I think we are. I think we get an NCAA first and second round men's basketball tournament here like we should in the state of Iowa. So that's kind of how our day is being planned out, looking at that and going over there. So it's a busy weekend. I'm sure we'll fit in some basketball too, but we'll definitely be in front of the television 11 a.m. tomorrow to watch Ohio State and Iowa State.
All right, Keith Murphy, Sports Director.
He's in 300th place. Not bad out of 1,100.
Don't be talking.
Hey, that's like top 25%, right? I'm hanging in there.
Get some Red Bull in you and get back to your nap.
Sounds great. Good talking to you guys. Sorry I sound half asleep.
The sports director of WHO TV 13, that's Keith Murphy. And Jay Mill, man, this has been a fast morning, and it's going to be another fast week as we prepare for, of course, Easter weekend's coming up. Got the big Easter egg hunt up on the square. Are you all ready for that, big guy?
We're all ready for that.
Well, I want to know.
It's going to be in the snow, I think, but we're all ready for that. No, it's there's a ton of candy up here. I've never seen so much candy in my life. And it is the great golden Easter egg hunt. It'll be next Saturday, 10 a.m., over 5,000 candy items, and, of course, 100 golden Easter eggs folks will need to keep their eye out for as well.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun next weekend, but right now, I'll tell you what, let's get some of these people who are in the top. John Willis, he's got 28 out of 32 picks. He's top of the bracket.
Who is that guy?
I have no idea, buddy. We got so many people, 1,100 people signed up. Are you kidding me? Great stuff. Kevin Crawley's right there at just a couple picks behind. Of course, Barrett Perry.
I see Dan Veach. He's in third place. He's from Sheraton. I know that guy.
Michelle Wynn. She's tearing it up. Lisa Cox, Shane Holmes. They're all right there tied for 10th. And Mike Honeycutt doing well. Buddy, I'll tell you what, there's a whole bunch of people who have got this bracket figured out over you and I, which is why we're called the Chumps.
There's a lot of basketball to be played yet.
All right, we're going to get to that. Of course, you can catch the Iowa State game right here, 11 o'clock. What time's pregame?
Hey, Jace, by the way, today, 2:30, the Iowa State women play the NCAA tournament, 2:30 right here.
Good stuff, KIC, your sports leader. We're standing off here from the corner 34 and 5, the special edition of Stump the Chumps. And we'll be back next Saturday morning. Make sure you check your brackets, KISCradio.com. Click on the link, and you can get your brackets. And I like the really nice feature you got there. If you push Control F, put their name in, and it'll search and find you, and so you don't have to list through all 1,100 names. Unbelievable stuff. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next week at the Corner 34 and 5. You've been listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, Stump the Chumps, version 5. Have a great weekend.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And just a reminder, a winter weather advisory in effect for today, actually for tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be what they call a long-duration snow event. Long-duration snow event means that we'll get about 4, 5, 6, or 7 inches over about 30 hours. So it should be enough for the road crews to keep up with. But a lot of snow, and really the further south you go, the more snow you're going to run into as well. This is KIIC Albia.
Ooh, sailing, sailing. And a loose got